Red Rob.
There we go.
Red Rob.
Did you?
Oh, fuck, actually, hold on. Oh, never mind.
Did you watch the comedy special of the chap whose link I sent for the music then?
I don't think so.
You sent a chap's link?
What was it?
I sent you a music link yesterday and said, Christ, this is like from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? You replied to it.
The Soggy Bottom Band? Soggy River Bottom?
There's a comedian in Chicago, and he recorded an album, and it's very... It sounds like, you know, the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. It's all this sort of Appalachian.
Yeah.
Sounds like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
we
about.
We talked about this on this program before. About the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou music.
Mm-hmm.
We did, right?
It's very topical right now with the Odyssey having come out. It's all the rage.
Yeah.
People are seeing it in 4D.
What's it got to do with the Odyssey then?
Seeing Oh Brother in 4D?
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is the Coen Brothers' interpretation of the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Is
yeah. Yeah. Go back and watch it again and think about the Odyssey.
I did watch it and I picked up no Odyssey.
Really?
From it.
Yeah. Who's the dog? There's no dog in.
They're all representations. I don't know.
Who are the Lotus Eaters?
That's a band. That's
who's Scylla and Charybdis?
Who's the Sirens?
Who are the Sirens? Who's the one-eyed giant Cyclops?
Giant.
Well, that's
people
obviously
leader.
Goodman, isn't it?
Oh.
He's got one.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
He beats the shit out of him.
Must have fallen asleep.
Sirens.
How's that song go?
I'm not going to... The Lotus Eaters had a song called The First Picture of You, The First Picture of Summer.
The Sirens are the women that were bathing
in the
river.
Yeah,
at the beginning?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
How's that main song
that
go?
One's... Something of constant sorrow.
Yeah.
Do, do,
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that song.
A great song.
I should have bought it. I was going to get the CD at the thrift. They had it. I didn't. I'm not going to listen to that in the car.
No.
Yeah,
you might, though. You know, you never know. I could see driving around to that.
Isn't it T-Bone Burnett's? I think it is. T-Bone
Burnett. Oh, is that the artist that made the song?
Yeah, I think it's his music that, you know.
Oh, that's just one guy's name, T-Bone?
T-Bone Burnett. Yeah.
Burnett. Mm-hmm.
Famous.
We're off to a flying start.
Oh, yeah, this is riveting.
Listen, you can't always talk about how it's not going well. Just let it breathe. Let it go. You're always talking about how the show's not going well.
I had an agenda item.
Yeah, that's rare.
What is it?
Let's get to that.
What's your agenda item?
I sent you that screenshot this morning.
Oh, yeah,
I couldn't make
it. I want to figure out what you were
it.
Just telling me about that I replied to and didn't watch. Was it a text or an email?
It was a text.
Oh, okay. This is going really well.
Yeah, you can't just like bring it up when it's not going well. You just got to let it breathe.
Yeah. So great. The text I sent was the bottom countries, the people that really don't like us.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And so it's quite interesting to me. So we are least ranked in Las Vegas, which is disappointing.
We've got some friends of the show out there as well.
Who?
CJ Sullivan.
And we've got a lot of listeners in Germany.
He doesn't live there.
He doesn't live there, but he basically does.
Where is he, LA?
Yeah.
Danbury, New Hampshire, I'm assuming is a lot of your relatives.
I don't know nobody in Danbury.
I'm surprised we don't have people in Buffalo. Listen, yeah, or at least it doesn't show up because I know sister listens.
Maybe they're in the middle.
Maybe.
You have an aunt there that listens, don't you?
No, my sister listens, my friend Juliet listens, and then I think that's it.
And then Beverly Hills, California, we're not tracking, which is
disappointing.
Right.
We're not?
No.
You're really drilling down into neighborhoods?
What made me laugh was jostling shoulder by jowl with Beverly Hills is Cicero, Illinois.
We're doing well there?
Yeah.
We are.
We're doing better than Beverly Hills. That should be our new catchphrase. Bigger in Cicero than Beverly Hills.
Yeah. let's put it on a sticker.
We got to get some merch for this show.
Yeah, let's get merch.
Oh, piss off.
Come on.
I like merch.
And can we finally change the fucking sloth? Can we get that out?
I like the sloth.
You do?
That.
Yeah.
I do it now. Just
it's a good theme.
It's like clip art.
I can
like AI
order
clip art.
I'll order some stickers. It definitely is AI.
I know.
I'll order some stickers when I order the rebranded stickers for our piano show. I'm changing the name from Christian and Christian Dueling Pianos to Piano Party with an exclamation mark.
Piano Party?
Piano Party. Yep. Because, you know, the Christian thing, like, I think it's confusing with the religious undertones, you know. I've always kind of
two Christians.
That, yeah. People are like, wait, are they religious? No.
Do you remember the band called The Christians?
No.
Sister Christian?
No,
Night Ranger?
The Christians was very well accomplished popular band in England in the 90s.
I never heard of them.
Yeah.
But also, I was thinking about it recently. We were playing a show around the corner at O's Tap, and I was thinking
that's
like,
a hard Scrabble place, O's Tap.
You know, hard Scrabble.
Yeah.
Like,
you're right? Playing it's, Scrabble.
It's a dinge.
Oh,
isn't
is it
dingy? If no. I'm thinking about the right place.
No, it's definitely not dingy. There's a koi fish pond in the back.
Oh, that's
really nice. And I was thinking
a bunch of weirdos show up.
No, you know, it's the weirdest thing. I call it Galway West. It's like, it's two old men that own it, and it's like the youngest crowd you ever saw in your life. And like, I'm always watching them come through the door, and I'm like, how'd you find this place? There's just like an old style sign hanging outside.
Yeah, that I'm thinking of the right place. It looks hard scrabble on the outside.
It used to be. I think like 3 years ago, they bought it, and they renovated the whole thing.
Now it's hipster.
They gutted it, and now, no, it's not hipster. It's, but they did a really good job. There's a patio with a fireplace. But yeah, gets a young crowd, and I was thinking we don't really do dueling pianos, you know. It's basically just Borky and I playing the piano. We don't do like the whole back and forth thing like you would expect like on some cruise ship or like Las Vegas show, you know. So I'm like, I don't want people to not hire us because they're like, well, I don't want to hear a bunch of hokey Elton John songs, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm changing the name.
Piano Party.
Did you play Time for the Percolator?
No, I did try to find the drum beat for it on YouTube.
What?
But
he didn't know the song. It's Time for the Percolator. It's Time for the Percolator.
Do you know the song?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
there we go. I'm not the only
one
anymore.
Not from his tone deaf rendition, but maybe if I actually heard it.
Oh, that's pretty much spot on, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a 90s club classic. Maybe early 2000s.
Really?
It's time for the percolator.
I should know
it's
it
time
then.
For the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
Stop saying that.
It's time for the percolator.
Oh, I think so, maybe. Yeah, now that he laid that beat behind it, I think I've got it. You seem to know a lot about music. Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
Mark knows a lot about music.
I am Mr. Music. I was very... did we discuss this?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like because of the trauma of my early childhood, I locked onto music very quickly indeed.
Yeah.
I remember T-Rex when I was like 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we talked about that on the program, but I think you and I have discussed that while, you know, just doing work around here.
So you latched onto music at an early age?
Yeah.
What did you latch on to from
I was huge into music, but I didn't, it's a kind of funny, I was a huge Beatles fan. That was my thing. I listened to a lot of Beatles. And then alternative music, when that became popular, that was my jam right there. The Goo Goo Dolls, are from Buffalo. So maybe that had something to do with it. But yeah, it was just a lot of alternative music. 103.3 The Edge.
You would consider them alternative music?
Yeah, I think they fit that category.
Not, I mean, they're so mainstream. Pop.
Yeah, they are now, but they started out as a punk band, though.
Yeah.
They would play at, there was a place that my mom's boyfriend owned, I can't believe, Essex Street Pub. They were the house band there, and it was all punk music. And I think they lived upstairs, too, if I remember correctly. Annie DeFranco would also play there. She's from the Buffalo area.
She is.
Mm-hmm. I have an Annie DeFranco story. Do we have time?
Yeah, we got it.
You stayed at the condo?
No. One time my mate said, we were going out and my mate says, I got to go pick my other mate up. He's a tech guy and he teched the Annie DeFranco concert tonight.
Mm.
And we're like, oh, okay then. So we're just too long. We're like, we're not sitting through Annie DeFranco. But we'll go there and collect your mate once he's done. So we get there. His mate's packing up all the soundboard and everything. He's running the soundboard. And then this bloke comes up to him and goes, hey, lads, can you just help me for a sec? Annie DeFranco's got to get from the venue to the tour bus. I swear I've said this story.
I don't think so.
I never heard any story about
Annie DeFranco's got to get from the venue to the tour bus. She wants to get to the tour bus and get changed and then meet the kids.
Yeah, keeping Tom story.
There's a lot of burgeoning young lesbians outside the the coach waiting.
So you got your video camera ready.
Yeah. So she's like, I need you, and she's tiny. I mean, she is like an elf.
Like Steph Tolev.
And I'm not that tall and two other lads. And he goes, what I want you to do is walk around her like the fucking president's security detail.
Secret
so
service.
So the kids can't see her. And you're going to shimmy up to the back door. You know, the coaches always have a back door.
Yeah.
And she's going to, like, jump through the door. You know what I mean? And get on the coach.
What do you mean coach? You mean bus?
Yeah, bus.
Okay.
Tour bus. So she can just quickly get changed before she goes. Because, you know, these kids will keep her there for hours. Just like, Annie, we love you, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. So
what
year
is this?
This is, I want to say, this is... Ooh, this has got to be 97, 98. So, yeah, we meet Annie. We're like, oh, yeah. And she's like, oh, are you my security detail then, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then we just fucking move down like this weird, you know, like formation, like the Red Arrows or some shit. And then she quickly shimmies onto the bus and we like disperse like jets.
Like it didn't even happen. Like,
yeah.
The Blue Angels.
Yeah.
And then did you get her? Sure, she didn't get off the bus after that. She went on to.
Well, we fucked off to go out on the piss with this lad who had been doing the sound. We never.
Yeah. You went on the piss.
Yep. Yeah. I assume she met the kids because that's what, you know, her image was, right?
That was here in Chicago?
Yeah.
The Vic?
I don't think it was the Vic. I think, I don't remember the venue, so it couldn't have been a mainstreamy sort of place. I mean, it was big. Because we had to also, we went back and helped them carry the sound mixing board. And that thing was like, you know, you've seen them. They're like, Jesus they're big. Christ. It was one of them.
Yeah. But so you're very into music, took refuge in music at a young age. But I don't know you to play anything. No? You can't play anything?
Yeah. Have you
anything?
Ever played?
Any kind of instrument?
Nah. They tried to
How
make
about the skin flute? You ever try that? Yeah. Where's the sound effects, bro? That was
yeah.
Right. That was,
yeah.
Well, I fucking teed that one up for it.
I wish you gave me a warning.
But no, they tried to make us learn an instrument at school, but this can be asked.
What did you try to learn?
I think, you know, they gave us like recorders and shit.
Well, every kid does that in the xylophone.
But you know, yeah, I never tried an actual
instrument. They didn't do recorders at my school. So no, I was never, I was always confused whenever somebody, because it's like a classic trope-ish sort of thing, you know, like, oh, you know, when you learn to play the recorder. I was always like, I was thinking like tape recorder? Like, what are people talking about?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it was a Christian school.
Mm. What's the first? I think we talked about this because you were hiding the Beatles because you felt
right.
So you said
I was embarrassed.
No, did we talk about first? Yeah, we did the other week.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's gonna be one of them. What age though?
What age? What?
Did you were you first music aware?
Yeah, I used to listen in the car with my dad. He used to listen to like Lou Rawls and Billy Joel, guys like Neil Diamond. Probably my earliest five listening to Neil Diamond. You Don't Bring Me Flowers, that album, great album, fucking great album.
But did you seek music out? Like, well, I like that. I want more.
Men at Work was the Journey, Men at Work,
God,
for the first couple.
Real shite.
Well, you know, popular music in 1980, 82, something like that. Yeah, but I wasn't like you. I didn't glom on. I didn't seek music for my early pain. It was adult films that I was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Stag films.
Oh.
Early stag films.
That kind of adds up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You can kind
of
see it.
Well, you're a 5-year-old digging stag films out of the locker in you.
Stag films, mags, things like that.
Yeah.
Early stuff like that.
We never had this convo about how you didn't used to find porn mags under hedges in America.
Oh,
right?
Definitely. Yeah, there is always. If you go into the woods, you're going to find some porn somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we don't realize what we've talked about because we haven't been together.
It's been a long time.
For months.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Right?
We banked so many episodes that we've been off for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. We've all had a birthday.
Yeah,
easy for me to say, right?
Yeah.
What was Norm Macdonald's joke to Bjork? Happy birthday.
Happy Bjork day? No, I don't know.
No, it's birthday.
Birthday.
Mm-hmm. I was just watching Dirty Work yesterday.
That's a good one.
It's terrible. So underrated.
It's so great.
Yeah, like every scene's hilarious.
You think it's terrible?
Terrible.
Yeah,
no, it's
I don't
great.
Understand what people think. I've heard that opinion a lot, that people think it's terrible. As a matter of fact, I avoided watching it for a long time because of that. Until I finally watched it, I was like, everybody's in this, and it's awesome.
Tons of people in it. It's great.
Maybe it's the expectation of greatness.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's just average, but with the people in it, you're expecting more.
Yeah. Well, speaking of movies, since we've been away for so long, I brought gifts. Did you bring me anything today?
Yes, I did, actually.
You did? All right, good.
F you.
Yeah, F you. F you for thinking otherwise. Yeah.
Did you bring me a gift? Yes, F
yeah,
fuck
and it's,
you,
and
I
it's
did.
Go fuck yourself.
Shall we split the gift given into the across the episodes?
What? What? What are you talking about? We're doing one episode today. Here you go, Christian, for the new Spider-Man film.
All right. It kind of looks like me.
Yep. There's. It's fully loaded.
Okay.
Pez dispenser.
Can we do this? Can we do the toss?
Ooh.
Oh, that was, yeah, all right.
Whatever's in front of you. And then here's two refills.
Hey, all right.
And for you, sir, I'm going to let you open this. This is for you. Okay. Nice bag.
That is a nice bag.
For those at home, it's a canvas bag. It says Lucille on it. One of my students, Lucille.
Oh, God.
It. Yeah, it might have gotten in transit, tossed around a little bit. But
you bastard.
Because
what
of
is
your,
it, sauce?
Because of your, I don't know where Ooh. You're at with your diet, but your poor diet.
What is it?
Well, open it up. Doesn't it say on there?
It says vegan. So
I was wondering, Bill, when you saw Mark today, did you notice a notable difference?
In his body?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I was just remarking on this the other day.
How old is this?
I just got it a couple hours ago.
All right.
What is it?
It's a vegan lunch from my place of employment. I can't say on the air where I work, but it's they gave out lunch today, and I had already brought my lunch.
I love a free lunch.
I know.
It's the best.
And I ate the lunch that I made this morning, and I sacked that up for you because I know you're trying to eat healthy.
Yeah.
And so where are we with that? I didn't notice. I try not to look at people's bodies, you know, and evaluate.
I noticed that in the face. I didn't see him for like 4 days. And then
yeah,
I saw him
well.
And I thought, wow, he looks
you
looks
look
like
well.
It's
well. You've been sucking on lemons to make yourself look thinner?
No. I have been holding
Does that work?
True. I've lost 20 pounds. And
20
what?
Pounds?
What?
That's like a 4-year-old.
Last time we were at 13 pounds. What are you on, GLP-1s?
No, I just...
Are you doing the... what do they call it?
It comes in big chunks. I hit a wall and then boom,
yeah.
4 pounds goes. And
yeah, you so were we'll at a see. Wall last time and now you're...
Yeah.
Wow, 20.
That's a lot.
Scaling that wall.
Let me have a look at you.
Yeah, give us a twirl.
Give us a twirl, Anthea. No, it's just... I'll tell you what, I went to put my trousers...
A 12-year-old boy.
This is just softballs at this point. I went to put my trousers on the other day, and I was like, here we go, you know.
Oh. Your trousers dropped off? They fell
and,
right
and
to
I
your
was
ankles?
Like, holy fuck, I don't need a belt.
Wait, you would need a belt. If you've lost weight, your trousers would fall to your ankles requiring a belt. You're saying you did need a belt.
No, I didn't need the belt to... Well, I did... No, I'd say, yeah. I pulled the belt in. So
oh,
yeah,
you pulled
it
in.
Yeah.
You had to drill another hole in your belt?
No, I just dropped back down to one of the ones that I've traveled through the years.
Yeah.
Another notch in the belt.
There we go.
Another brick in the wall.
How are you feeling?
Actually, I had a setback the other day. I did one of those ones where, you know, you're waking up and you're sort of semi-conscious and you stretch.
Yes.
And holy shit.
You pulled something?
Pulled something major. And I have not felt pain like that since my motorcycle racing days.
Was it like a cramp?
Yeah, I don't know. It was like something went twang, you know what I mean? And it was like...
Twang where?
Back of the...
Calf?
What do you call this? The lower part of your leg. This bit here. There's like a knot there.
It's a
there
calf.
Yeah.
You don't have the word for that part of your body? It's a calf.
I just woke up screaming in pain.
That's a cramp, right?
It's got... it could be a pull. Could be a muscle tear.
It went away though, right?
No, it stayed.
Oh, it's still there
all day, and there's like a knot in the muscle.
Were you eating Chinese food the night before?
No.
Why the salt?
That'll do it sometimes.
No, I think it just my brain wasn't telling my body don't stretch that hard.
Well, I did notice you gimping when you went to the door today.
Are you allowed to say that still?
Yeah.
Gimping?
Yeah, yes. Is that still on the table?
It's not
a
sexual
gimping.
Limping.
I didn't think it was
limping,
a sexual
limping.
Term.
You're right. Limping. Right. I meant limping.
All right. But yeah, that might be that.
Okay. But you've lost 20 pounds. I'm more interested in your diet, right, than the weight loss. So the weight loss is great. Are you eating well, like eating vegan food like I just gave you? Or are you eating one hot dog a day and that's it?
Nope. I have one eat out a week, and that might be something shitey.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got, you know, got rid of the chocolate and the pop and the desserts. So I'm eating mountains of watermelon.
Really?
And then there's a thing.
The watermelon diet.
Yeah. And then I have, instead of having like tater tots or something nice with the side, I buy these packets of broccoli slaw, it's called.
It's like a.
It's kind of like the.
It's a kit.
It's kind of like the lips and assholes of the vegetable world. It's like carrots and
cabbage and.
Yeah, just shredded bits in there.
Yeah.
But I just have some of that, and then I just slap some balsamic vinegar on it.
Mm. Yeah, that's
instead
good.
Of tater tots.
Instead of like an unhealthy side.
Starch.
And do you find now that you start to crave that sort of thing rather than tater tots as time rolls by?
Nah, I'll always want to eat the.
Really?
Shite. Yeah. That ain't going away.
I don't know. I started doing something similar a long time ago, and after a while, tater tots were just not appealing. I'd be looking forward to that salad.
Mm.
You know,
well, you eat the salad every morning still, yeah?
In the summertime now, my routine's a little different. You know, I might just like be right out the door right away, so I might not want to take the time for the salad, so I might just eat some chicken real quick and head out.
What I find with healthy food is you just need to tweak the taste of it, and then you don't really care, right?
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing for me was like, I don't want to eat broccoli. It's fucking boring. I don't want to eat cauliflower. It's boring.
Mm.
And like in America, obviously, what people do is go, I'm going to eat healthy, and then dump half a gallon of blue cheese
ranch
on
dressing
it.
And shredded cheddar and all that.
Right. And I've never been into that.
That drives me nuts. When I go back home, when I go to Buffalo, you can't go out without ordering. If you order something healthy, it's going to come doused in ranch and cheddar cheese. And it's like, well, what's the point? Why am I here?
Yeah. But balsamic vinegar is my secret.
Yeah.
Secret.
I love some balsamic vinegar.
We've talked about vinegar here. I mean, you were taking those red cider vinegar shots.
I think we
realized it's not good to shoot it like that.
Changed my life.
But vinegar is, you know, is I think is really important to have in some capacity in your diet, right?
My cousin came through town, and holy shit, he was one fat bastard. Talking like gigantic.
Bigger than the last time you saw him?
Massive.
What's going on with him?
But he said to me, he goes, oh, I've been eating loads of sauerkraut. And Heather said, well,
that ain't all you're eating. Fucking that's cabbage.
Right. No. Yeah, I mean, but Heather was saying, oh, sauerkraut's, if you have the fresh sauerkraut, that's the best shit you can have.
It's just vinegar and cabbage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what's making him
fat. Not the canned shite.
Does he listen to this program?
Nah.
No. So we can talk shit about him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very right wing.
Well, that had to make you feel good that he was fat. Hold on. He was fat and you were thin. Made you
actually,
feel good,
no, it
right?
kind of disappointed me.
Really?
Yeah.
You felt, yeah.
Yep.
Sad for him. All right, ask
me about him in another episode because he's got a whole interesting angle going on.
Hmm.
But I got to do these presents.
Yeah, give me a present. I want a present. I haven't been getting a present in a while.
The first up now. I'm giving Christian a taste of his own medicine here.
Johnny Paycheck, Mr. Lovemaker,
with a three choice thing, right?
Okay.
Ooh,
so
this.
I found this awesome. Blue nylon vest with a Cyber Geeky Seed Division.
What is that?
I heard of Cyber Geeky. They're just like an industrial seed, like an industrial agriculture.
Okay.
Thing. So you got that. Yeah. That's on the table.
Behind door number two.
He's going to get a choice?
Yeah, he's got three.
I got three. A choice
doors.
Of three.
Three doors coming.
But he can have all three, or you just got to pick
one? No, I got to pick one. I can't be greedy.
And then I got. This bundled with this, I've got a vintage ashtray, Hiram Walker's 10 High.
Okay,
that's fucking nice.
Bourbon.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's quite a nice.
Can we smoke in here?
No. Okay, so that's door number one.
That's
a bundle.
Okay. Right. I wish we could smoke in here.
Now, door number two is an album.
Fuck it, I'll smoke in here. Sorry.
Door number two. Can you just lock in for just a second?
I'm locked in. These aren't my gifts, so I don't really care.
He doesn't give a shit.
Door number two is a classic KTEL album from the late 80s called Don't Walk Boogie. Mm-hmm. It has the best of disco on it.
Okay.
I think it's Boogie, but yeah.
No, it's Boogie. So it's like Boogie Oogie, Taste of Honey, More Than a Woman, Tavares. I mean,
damn, that's a good lineup.
I'm Summer in the City, Evolution. Just Let It Lay, Gonzalez.
Wait, so is it like a compilation?
Read every track on English, that horrible album.
It's an English compilation. See,
are they remakes or are they
no,
the originals?
It's the orig. It's K-Tel. And men of a certain age like me, who were raised in England, remember the adverts for this album from telly. But for some reason, it's got I Love to Boogie by T-Rex on it.
Okay.
Oh, so it's a T-Rex on it. 2468 Motorway, the Tom Robinson band. Sing that. You know that one. 2468.
I don't know that.
You remember, right? We're from America.
Yeah, but this is a classic. This is like the best of disco all in one album. Right, so that's door number two.
Okay.
Wait, so he either gets the record or the jacket in the ashtray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Door number three is another album,
man,
called Rithacord by Douglas, self-produced album, a complete percussion library, 15 separate rhythms on one LP record. So if you've got a keyboard, you put this album on and it provides the percussion,
man,
as you play along to it. So you can make your own songs.
This is a tough choice.
So that's three doors. I really knocked it out of the park here.
Yeah, damn, that's really good. I'll tell you what. It's going to be one of the albums. I think the vest is really cool. I know I would have nowhere to put the ashtray. So, and since they're a bundle. What's that?
Put it out in your home, inviting people to smoke.
Yeah.
light up. You don't need it just for fags. You could put like screws in there and.
Yeah. Like a key dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point too.
It's a big one.
I'm very interested in the music though. I'm going to go with the Boogie album.
Don't Walk. Boogie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too tempting. I can't resist that.
I got a Welsh mate of mine, and we both ended up moving to America. And we actually, when we sat down one time, we talked about one of the first things when we came to America was when we saw a Don't Walk sign, and we desperately wanted it to turn green and say Boogie.
Oh, so this is something you were familiar with, this album.
Oh yeah,
it's
a
classic. Okay.
It was on tele. Like it was. Do you remember K-Tel Records?
It sounds familiar, but I can't. No,
they were advertising it all the time.
Let me see that.
It just seems so
Christian,
American.
Don't Walk Boogie.
Don't Walk Boogie.
Stop saying Boogie. A boogie is so that you know
a boogie man.
You remember Caddyshack? Caddyshack. You must have seen Caddyshack, right?
Yeah.
It's an American film.
Yes, it's an American film, and in it. Judge Smales' wife says to Spalding, remember the kid? She sees Danny, who's dressed up like a sailor
right,
and a jacket
this,
and everything.
Yeah.
You two look like a couple of boogies.
What does that mean?
A boogie is like a bum.
Oh, really?
Like a couple
is that
of
an East Coast
slobs.
Thing?
I've never heard it.
Yeah, it's
you
East
look
Coast.
Like a couple of boogies. And boogie means to dance, and that's what this album is saying. Not Boogie.
Saying Don't Walk Boogie.
Yeah, I don't know any of these bands.
Well,
Sylvester. No, I don't know. No one would have heard of any of these, except for T-Rex. That's the only one. All right.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic. Anyway. It's a nice shape. The jacket's a nice shape.
Thank all you right. very much, Mark.
Can we get a record player in here?
Yeah. I've got a spare one at home.
Hang out
I can bring
and
it.
Smoke and listen to records and stuff?
We can. Yeah, let's start smoking in
can
here.
Can we smoke in here, please?
Stop talking about
Let's smoke in here.
I got the willies.
Yeah.
So here's the bill. No choices for Bill O'Donnell.
They should have a tagline. Give me the willies.
I've been saying I've got to have a willie. Oh, yes! Thank you, God. Thank you. It works?
Works. Tested.
Oh.
What is it?
It's a forehead.
Oh my God!
Forehead?
Is that a VCR?
Forehead.
How many does a regular VCR have?
Two, but they
two
did
head?
The foreheads.
What does that mean?
It's meant to be like better quality picture. But
oh, thank you, Jesus! Did you get it at the flea?
Got it at the flea.
And you didn't take me, but that's all right. I'm not.
No, I was doing it in and out again.
You got delivery.
You take me to the flea this weekend. Take me with you.
I haven't been the last 2 weeks. My knee's been knacked too much. So it's tested. It's ready to rip. I didn't get a remote, but I might be able to score one.
So funny because one of our listeners, Brandon B Rock Rockhold, asked me if I had a VCR. I said no, it's broken. I'm looking for one because he wanted to. I think he wants to give me some kind of VHS. Now I have it.
Well, talking of giving you VHS.
Oh, you're going to give me a VHS to go with it?
Yeah, to get your love affair with VHS reignited.
He's jealous. You got a fucking album. I got a high-end electronics.
Oh,
in the wrapper? Oh, my
new,
God.
New inbox, Lethal Weapon 1, 2, and 3.
This is incredible.
All right, but just in case you don't want to do
some... I only got you a lunch from my work.
Just in case you don't want to do some posh boxing to Patsy Kensit doing a South African accent.
Too much, too much.
This one might get the misses in the
move. I don't think this is going to get the misses in the
move. Is that an adult
Blake
film?
Blake Edwards, 10, Bo Derek, the Blake. Seminal...
saucy romp.
Saucy romp from my youth. Oh, yes.
just tell your old lady it's a comedy. Lull her in. The next thing you know.
She doesn't bear all in this, does she? I don't think.
I think she does.
She bears all?
So does Julie Andrews. This is the only nudity Julie Andrews ever did, I think.
She's nude in this?
I think she goes topless.
Oh, my God.
Blake Edwards was her...
husband.
Yes.
Yes, Julie Andrews. This is too much.
Yeah,
this is like the greatest gifts I've ever got.
Quite the haul. How'd you fit this all on your bike?
You took this on the bike?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
I don't want it. This Lethal Weapon box set is still in the plastic. I almost don't want to even open it.
Look at the price that
they're individually wrapped within the box set too.
Look at the price on the side that some asshole paid for.
$49.97.
At what point was the Lethal Weapon box set worth $50?
Did you get this at Thrift or Flea?
Flea.
Mm. Are the prices better at Flea or Thrift?
Flea.
Flea?
Flea, I mean, there's some piss takers at the Flea. There are some piss takers, but you just walk stroll on by. VHS, they tend to be better at the Thrift. They're 99 cents generally at the Thrift because they just want a shot of them.
Yeah. Well, I've not been buying VHS because I didn't have anything to play it on. But from what I hear, VHS, people are out grabbing them up
now. Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Are they trendy again?
Yeah, they're trendy again.
That's why I grabbed a couple of the players because the players are going to dry up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm showing you Bo Derek on the cover of this, and she's in a one piece.
Yep.
Do you find a one piece more attractive on a woman or a two piece? I like a one piece. I want a little hidden.
Yeah, right.
I want more.
A little mystery.
Yeah, I want more mystery and I want more clothing to remove.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually less clothing to remove because it's only one piece.
No, but it's more surface area.
Yeah.
More fabric surface area.
But one item.
I like a one piece.
Would you like to see him in Victorian bathing costumes? Yeah.
With frilly knickers and stuff. No. Same with an underpant on a gal.
An underpants?
Yeah. I like a underalls type of underwear. I don't like a tea back or a whale's tail.
A tea back.
Yeah. I don't like a thong. Too much.
Thongs aren't popular anymore, are they?
Well, if you've been to Hurricane Harbor recently, they are.
Where's that?
Out in Gurnee at Six Flags Hurricane Harbor. I was there this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Ripping slides with my young boy. Oh. There's a lot of flesh at that thing.
Oh, really?
A lot of flesh, and it's not the kind of flesh you want to see.
Yeah, it never is.
It's for poor folk.
Midwest.
Yeah.
Apparently. I didn't realize I was poor. I am.
Well.
Yeah, I knew I was poor.
I think wealthies go to the... There's a couple of hotels up there with really big inbuilt
water parks. Yeah, like Great Wolf Lodge and stuff. Yeah, I should have went there.
It's where the wealthies go.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that, friends. Well, Mark, this is too much. I am so excited. I can't wait to get home.
I almost don't even want to share mine after how thoughtful this all was.
I know. Oh, you have something?
Yeah, I went next door to the thrift store when I
came
here.
Empty-handed. You did?
Yeah, I did come empty-handed, but then I went next door and got you both something.
All right, let's go. What do you got?
All right. Okay. Well, for Mark, I have a DVD. It's the Carol Burnett Show. It's something I thought you might enjoy.
We talked about this a long time ago. I think I brought up Carol Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even know who she is.
Perfect.
And I went crazy because how could you own a comedy place and not know who the greatest female comedian of all time?
Yeah.
That's a female comedian you actually like.
Classic. Well, I don't like her. Respect. I hate her. I hate her.
Classic
like
sketches such as The Family, Mrs. Wiggins, The Ham Actor. You know The Ham Actor.
You need to watch this, Mark, and so you can, you know.
And as the stomach turns.
All right.
So here you go, Mark.
Carol Burnett.
I know that most female American comedians quote her as a influence.
Yeah, she's as classic as the Don't Walk Boogie album.
Yeah.
At least as classic as
And then Bill, for you, I got something I thought you
is
might.
Is it VHS?
It is not. I wish it was. Good. I'm glad there's something in here.
Check before you bought it?
No, I was walking out, I was thinking, I hope there's a DVD in there.
What is this?
This is all about...
you fished that out of the trash.
All about boats and ships, cars, construction, fire engines, trucks, volume 2, The Ultimate Collection.
Is that a child's DVD?
No, it's all for ages. All ages.
Throw it over here.
Yeah. Ready?
Okay, this is interesting.
Yeah, I think you can get something out of it.
No, I don't think so. This is for kids.
Come on.
I don't want this.
Why?
All a boot. Carol Burnett looks like my auntie Pammy did in
oh, yeah?
in the
yeah.
in the late in
she's
the
early, mannish.
Early 80s.
She's handsome. She's a handsome woman. If you say a woman is handsome, you're basically saying she looks like a dude.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's not really a compliment.
I don't know.
No, handsome woman? Who would you say is a handsome woman? Rene Russo?
No, Rene Russo is a fox. Handsome woman.
You hear that, Heather?
Handsome
guys
woman.
Prattling on in here.
Handsome woman would be. Do you remember Kurt Warner's wife?
Yes.
She was handsome.
Yeah, she had a spiked hairdo.
And like Roxette. Yeah. Like in the similar
like
vein.
Billy Idol.
Sort of handsome.
Yeah, looks like a dude.
Looks strong.
How about Kelly McGillis? Handsome?
Kelly McGillis.
Oh, she's got Frenchie from Greece.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Stocker Channing. Yes, handsome. Yeah. Not Frenchie, but Rizzo.
Yes, that's Rizzo. The one. That's Rizzo. What I'm thinking of.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Handsome's a weird word to bandy around. Yeah.
When's the last time you watched
Let's not
Greece?
Evaluate women here. It's not good.
I watched Greece about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Remember we had that convo about Ronnie Ray?
No. Refresh me.
You said Ronnie Ray said it was his favorite.
Yeah, right.
Film.
Okay.
And I was like, I kind of revisit it.
The fuck is Ronnie Ray?
He's one of the comedians around here. Yeah, I'll watch Grease every couple months. I own it on Amazon Prime, and I'll just pop it on.
Yeah, that's always a weird thing to own something digitally on a fucking account. I own Halloween 2.
It's one of those things where, like, I think it was like during the pandemic, every once in a while I'd want to rent a movie, but then, like, for $3 more, you could own it. So it's like, okay, well.
What if Amazon goes out of business?
Yeah, I don't know then. I don't know. And this is before I was aware of the evils of Amazon. I bought all these movies, but I still own them and I watch them.
Well, I don't want anything digital. I like hard media.
I don't have a DVD player.
I mean, if
you're
digging around in crates, you think, why am I going to buy this when I know I'm going to see it physically?
Huh?
Like, I would never buy Grease on Amazon because I think, I'm going to see that. VHS or DVD, I am going to see that.
What do you mean see that? You see the box?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to see
it. I'm
going to
see it at the thrift store.
Oh, you're
going to
see it.
Flea market and go,
in the $3, right, or whatever you would... pay to own it, yeah.
Like one Christmas day, I had to fucking rent A Christmas Story, and I was like, "What am I doing?"
Yeah, that's
stupid.
Tough.
Yeah, like my son last night. I always wake up in the morning to a charge from Amazon. He rented The Game. Right, I have that on DVD somewhere in our piles of DVDs. He's always renting. That's this generation. They're not into hard media like us.
I don't have a DVD player anymore or a VHS.
Well, you need one.
Yeah,
especially
I know.
Considering
you keep,
most of the
you
gifts
keep giving
in here,
DVDs.
DVDs. You have CDs.
Yeah, but oh my God! Guess what happened?
The Outback.
The Ace of
out?
Base CD you gave me is now stuck in the car stereo and won't play.
Why? Because
and it won't come out
because of the CD itself.
I don't know. I don't know. No, it was I put it in. I was listening to it, and then like one time, I don't know, like a week or two later, Borky had the car for a while, and I got in, and I was like, oh, let's listen to a CD. She's like, oh, that CD that was in there is stuck in there. It won't come out. So
because it's a bootleg, maybe.
I don't know. I haven't done anything about
it. Is it
yet.
One of them CD players you can pop the front off?
No, it's not like an easy access. I'm gonna have to take apart the dashboard.
That's a ball ache.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry. I hope it wasn't Ace of Base that did it.
Did you Google how to get a CD out of my...
No, I haven't worked on it at all. Yeah. I haven't done anything about it. I hit the eject button a whole bunch of times. It didn't work.
Yeah. Sad news about the Outback. All right, what are we here for today? We done anything else? Any other sundry items?
No.
We're doing Segura, right?
Tommy Segura.
Yeah, that's the one.
Tommy Segura, Mostly Stories, 2016. Mm-hmm. All right, we want to get into that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, we're definitely overdue for getting into it.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to talk more about the movie 10, but maybe for next week.
Yeah.
I'll have seen it again.
Uh-huh.
Twang! Twang!
Maybe I have something like that here.
Swing! Swing!
That's not from 10, is it?
No, it's from Wayne's World.
But oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tom Segura was my choice. I chose Tommy Segura because one of our avid listeners, Alex Cormos, I believe in dropping their names when, I can. He listens every week, loves the show, loves you, Mark. Not so much you, Christian, but no, I'm kidding.
Do you think it makes them feel important when you... mention their names?
I don't know. I just like to name drop them.
I do. That's why
I deserve it. If they listen, they deserve it. If we know they listen, we're happy to say their name. He said, I don't remember the context anymore because this is a while ago. He's like, have you guys done Tom Segura? You haven't done him? I was like, no, I don't think we did him. He's like, oh, you got it. There's some shit going on with him right now.
Oh, is there?
Well, what's going on? I thought there was something scandalous. Me too.
Just got divorced.
Yeah, it's just a divorce.
Oh, well,
it's just your run-of-the-mill divorce.
Yeah, and they're still friends and doing a podcast.
Yeah, it's called Your Mom's House, right?
Yeah.
Is the name of it?
He does he still does a podcast, Your Mom's House, with as you said, with his wife, who's also a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Pat Patricia. No, I don't remember something. Anyway, nothing salacious. I dug around. I actually did some research on Tom Segura. You want to hear some things?
Yeah. Did you find when he broke his arm?
No.
Oh, there's a whole mess.
Well, you tell me about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you after.
Okay, Tom Segura, 2.8 million followers on Instagram.
Is that a lot?
I don't
know. For somebody as big as Tom Segura that's been in the game for that long?
I don't know. Seems like a lot to me.
It is a lot, but like in relation to others, I don't know.
On my Instagram, I have only 63, but I'm private.
Yeah.
Private followers. Born in 1979. At the age of 19, overdosed on GHD.
What's that?
Liquid ecstasy.
Oh, my God.
Hmm. Yeah. I think they use it for... So I was talking to this guy this weekend, right? And he's on testosterone. You guys take testosterone?
No.
How about you?
No.
Thinking about it?
Nah, I mean, I don't.
Like Frank Thomas pills or anything like that?
Nah.
Anyway, he takes testosterone, goes to the men's doctor, gets that shit. His number is 1,400.
What?
As you go,
testosterone number is 1,400. Mine's like 200.
Dick issues or he just likes to be aggressive?
Yeah, he says he does rage a little bit, but he says he gets tons of shit done.
He doesn't want to lose his youth.
Yeah. Hmm.
Is he scared of getting old?
Yeah, he trimmed down as well. And he said, you know what? Like, I says, like Adderall? He's like, no, he's just like, you just get shit done.
You can get shit done without testosterone.
I don't know. Hmm. But he said to counter the testosterone, because the testosterone shrinks his balls.
Yeah, why would you want that?
Well, you don't want that.
I guess.
But you want the testosterone.
Who cares, really?
But when you take it synthetically or artificially, your body stops producing it.
Right.
Right?
Hmm.
Like the three of us, we're producing it, but probably at low levels, being middle aged, and unless you're wrestling guys and shit like that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You? No.
No.
I haven't wrestled a guy in a while.
Yeah. No, I haven't either.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
My son, I wrestled him.
Yeah. My cousin's coming to town. Maybe I'll wrestle him.
Yeah. Yeah. But he says he has to take, and I think I only made this connection now, GHD.
Yeah. Okay. Wait.
To counteract the small balls.
Is that the liquid ecstasy?
I guess. It's not. It's called liquid ecstasy, but I think it's taken for like medical purposes. For like, it's like an antidepressant or
They were doing
something.
That
I don't know.
For like marriage counseling. They were giving people ecstasy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wonder if my missus would like to jump on that.
Yeah, go meet the guy in the parking lot, buy a couple stamped pills.
You've got solid ecstasy right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I got natural ecstasy right here. Pop on 10.
Yeah, and then yeah. That'll be the new number of your testosterone level.
I was never, as a child, I found her that attractive, though, I'll be honest. Because I didn't like those
the braids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like she was culturally appropriating the Jamaicans or something. Does this take place in Jamaica?
No, she's Swedish, right?
Yeah.
Her husband, like John Derek.
Anyway, yeah, he had to take GHD to make his balls come back.
Weird.
So you're taking one thing.
Right.
To be like.
See, that's why I don't do medicine and pills. It's like a fucking merry-go-round. Yeah, right.
You're chasing your own tail with pills.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, he OD'd on that. But he didn't die because he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's still here.
He's got 6 specials. I think this was the second or third. And he's known as an insult comic.
Is he?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's also known for punching down on the poor.
Yeah, he does a lot of punching down.
Yeah. Insult comedy. Who comes to mind when you think of insult comedy?
Oh, what's his name?
Don Rickles.
Ross. Jeff Ross.
Jeffrey Ross. Sure. Yeah. The roast master.
Mm.
Yeah, that's all I got. That's my research. But that's more research than I'd ever done on any comedian that I've chosen.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I'm stepping up my game here in season 3.
Yeah, it paid off. Now we know about GHD. Yeah, at one time, I used to listen to his podcast. I think I listened
Your
to
Mom's House? Or no, the Bert Kreischer, Two Bears and One Kid?
I think that was the one I listened to. I was into it for a little while, circa 2020-ish. And yeah, one time he was playing basketball. He went up to score a basket, and he came down wrong and landed on his arm and snapped it in like 4 places. And,
really?
Yeah, I think he had to like cancel a tour and all sorts of stuff. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
He had to get pins installed, have a bunch of surgeries.
Oh.
There's a video of it out there. It stands up and his arm just looks like it's going 5 different directions.
Broken arm is not usually a basketball injury.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's not one I've heard.
Yeah, before. And he wasn't even doing that much either. Yeah. He just fell on it weird.
Well, he's one of the guys that when we started this show years ago, I didn't know who any of these. These were just names that kind of all blended together. Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Santino, Tom Segura, Shane Gillis. They were all the same guy to me. Now we're starting to flesh these fuckers out, right?
Yeah, well, they are all the same guy.
Yeah, it turns out they are all the same guy when you flesh them out. They're all kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say Segura was MAGA or MAGA-leaning?
Is he?
I don't know. I would lump him in that MAGA umbrella, MAGA tent, because he's with Kreischer. Him and Kreischer.
And Kreischer's a MAGA?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They're all 6 degrees of Joe Rogan.
Yeah, right.
What are you, emptying your pockets over here?
No, I just found the podcast booth key that I had. Yeah.
So I know nothing of his act. Did you?
Oh, yeah. I've seen this one before.
Oh, you'd seen this one?
And I really enjoyed it the first time.
You did?
Yeah.
When did you see it?
In 2016 when it came out.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You really don't belong on this program because you've been watching comedy.
Yeah.
This is for
Unfrozen
cavemen. What?
I'm out of here.
He's kind of cheating.
Yeah, he knows all the comedians. We don't know anything.
Yeah.
Do you know about this Segura fella?
I mean, I've heard his name a million times, but it's funny because one of the ways I've heard his name is Mike Bridenstine, good friend of the show, is always saying people keep saying he is like him.
Bridenstine's like Segura?
Yeah, and he truly is. I mean... Well,
he looks kind of like him with a beard.
Yeah, but Segura, in this mode, he does look like him with hair. Segura's a slaphead now, so he looks like Brody Stevens, actually, now.
Segura does,
The late, great Brody Stevens. But at the time, I could see, like, Bridenstine just said all the time, fucking Segura, Segura, Segura. And if you watch Segura's mannerisms and the way he delivers the punchline, holy shit, it's exactly the same.
As Bridenstine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know why he was getting that.
And similar material, they do?
Not similar material.
Yeah.
They have a similar... I don't really want to say too much because I'm about to slag Tom Segura off.
You're going to slag him off in a bad way, meaning?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so go ahead and slag him off. There's no big reveal here. Get right into it.
Yeah.
Slag this fella off for his act or whatever you're gonna.
So there's a sort of comedy that I hate, and Segura is really plowing this furrow. Okay. And it's the thing where I'll use the example. He goes, there's a word for people who do, I can't remember what it was. And then he pauses and he goes, they're sociopaths, right? There's no joke to it, but he got a big laugh.
Wait, what? Did you follow any of that? What
I think I know what you're talking about. He does it again later on in the act when he says, yeah, and I couldn't do that. Excuse me. I couldn't do that thing where it was, what is it? Say English words, you know, that like pause and then say the most obvious thing.
Yeah, and I detest that mechanism.
Or that pause and then.
Yeah, it's an easy. It's tool.
I did notice that, yes.
If he'd have just said, there's a word for people who. What I can't remember what the thing is. There's a word for people who talk on flights. There's a word for people who talk on flights. Pause. They're sociopaths. Big laugh. Whereas if he'd just said, people who talk on flights are sociopaths.
You'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
It's the pregnant pause you don't like in the comedian's
delivery.
It's
the fact that it's getting a laugh. It's like you've brought nothing to this.
Who do we watch? Fuck, I can't remember.
It's all over the place. Maybe I'm picking on Segura.
No, I noticed that as well. And these kind of little, I don't know what you call them. I wouldn't call them idiosyncrasies or whatever, but like, it's that mechanism. Maybe that was your word, right? Like there was that female comedian who we watched that blathered on, and she would say a joke and then start. It's almost Joan Riversy. That's who really did. You say a joke and then you start the other one, but then stop, right? Like, and that's why I don't eat Big Macs. I mean, come on, and then you start the next joke, right? But you stop it, right? Whatever. I get it. You don't like, you think that's a crutch, or you just don't like that particular mechanism?
I just don't like that mechanism.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's bringing anything.
Think it's cheating?
No, I mean, let's be completely fair here. I'm the dick, not Tom Segura.
Yeah.
My brain is saying, don't laugh at this. This is not bringing anything. The audience is laughing. He's got 2.5 million followers, and I live in the comedy gutter. So I'm not trying to say, oh, you know, this is, I'm just saying, Mark Geary does not like this.
Mark Geary doesn't like this. How about Christian McCann? Does he like it?
I don't like the pause, and then that's just easy. It's too easy. I don't know. You said it's everywhere, but I don't know if it's everywhere now because this was 10 years ago and people started doing it since then.
I think Segura is a what do you call it? Like a tastemaker.
Talisman.
Yeah, he's the guy that invented this.
And right. I don't know about that. The pregnant pause? It. Tom Segura didn't invent the pregnant pause.
Well, maybe he repopularized it, but he spawned a lot of people who were like, yeah, that's a thing.
Mm. Yeah, and so and stuff like that is, for me, it's a dark spot on an otherwise enjoyable special.
Okay,
I like his comedy. I like his joke writing. I like his style. And then when he does something like that, it's kind of like, oh, come on, man.
Throughout my notes, you know how I like to do, I mention the bit and then I make my comment on it. Mm. I've just got boilerplate, boilerplate, boilerplate.
What does that mean?
Boilerplate means, yeah, it's just run of the mill, you know, what everybody does, kind of, you know.
Do you think it was boilerplate at the time?
Probably not. Hey, you can hear my pouring. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Probably not. I'm saying he probably popularized this, and now it's
everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm. 10 years ago. So,
what was going on in 2016?
COVID. That was Trump was just selected.
Trump
won
first election.
Cubs win the series.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Cubs, Trump.
Mm-hmm. I think I was living with John Becker, the ukulele player back then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over here in Logan Square before an apartment was $15,000 a month.
Jesus. Yeah.
I think the original Lincoln Lodge show at the restaurant closed down in 2016. Did it? No, we left Subterranean.
You were under the gun.
We left Subterranean.
Oh. Yeah.
That was a momentous event.
Pre-Me Too.
Yeah, just by a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Me Too was
18.
Me Too,
18, yep.
Pre-COVID, right?
Yeah, pre-COVID. Yeah. I got to be honest here. You know, I've been burning the candle at both ends, red-assing it, as some would say. I put this on last night, knowing we had the show, and I made it about halfway through, and I was like,
it was a long one.
I'm sleeping. My notes are as bad as they've ever been. I did get the gist of it, and meh.
Yeah,
I'm a meh on this. You know,
I realized while watching it that there are two things he says in this special that I have thought about at least weekly, maybe a couple times a week in the last 10 years, and they are his line of like, I'm not suicidal or anything, but just like I've seen everything, you know, like how many days are there, you know, like come on. I think that all the time still, you know, like it's 8 o'clock in the morning again, here we go, you know, we're doing it again, like and every day's like, how many more times are we gonna do this, you know?
That's
like,
a good bet.
I've already seen everything I need to see.
Yeah.
And the other one is when he's talking about melted cheese, the first time you have melted cheese when you're a kid. I think about that every time I eat leftover pizza, you know. It's kind of like you just want to grab it out of the fridge, but you're like, but I could melt the cheese and it's so much better.
And he likened the melted cheese to not ejaculating inside of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the funny thing is I did write, he shares a lot of same views as me, and I find it strangely annoying.
Really?
Yeah, like the whole city name. My favorite bit, obviously, was the city names. Where he's like
Paris, Tennessee.
Yeah, you can't call yourself. Because when I first come to America, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
Manchester. you're from a rip-off town.
Yeah, I'm from Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, which Manchester isn't even by the sea. We've been through that. But
the one I'm from is.
But so, you know, I enjoyed. Like, I suddenly had this thing. I was like, wow, he's saying a lot of.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking, but I'm really not liking it.
Yeah.
You don't like him. And how can he be a slaphead? Now, I'm misunderstanding.
He is now. Not in this special.
When I think slaphead, I think of you, obviously. And you're not bald. You've got not a lot of hair on top. He's completely bald. Anyone completely bald is a slaphead?
Anyone with hair loss.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can slap their head, if it makes a noise.
Yeah.
Have you noticed more guys, showing up with hair that didn't have hair before? I was at a party.
The turkey thing?
Yeah, well, the Urlacher thing.
I guess you can get it here too.
Huh.
I was at a party this weekend with a guy I hadn't seen in a couple of years, showed up, and he was formerly bald slaphead, right? Like he had he had shaven down to like just stubble. And then he showed up with a full head of lettuce, blonde lettuce hair.
Huh.
Did he have?
I was like, what the fuck? I go, you get blonde? When did you always have blonde hair? I forgot that he was even bald.
Yeah.
But he had full blonde hair.
Did he have did it look like a doll's head where you see the
little right.
I didn't want to look too close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've toyed with the idea of, I would love to do this, wear a wig. And just brazen it out.
Yeah.
Just to see if anyone would be.
See anything?
See if anyone. And just make it like living hell for the people around me who are like, should we say something to him?
Constantly combing it like that Seinfeld
Ginger
episode
wig.
With George.
Well, I told you, we talked to before about, you know, my nose has been broken since about the age of 13. And I thought it would be fun. A lot of expense and to get a nose job, get my nose straightened out, and then go back to England and just see if anyone said shit to me.
You think they would?
I mean, my dad would have definitely said it, but he's long gone. But
what do you mean? It wouldn't be that different looking, right? I mean,
This is for years I wouldn't wear sunglasses because I was so conscious of having a bent nose.
Huh.
Oh. I got one too.
What?
Because I broke mine when I was 18 and 17 and took the brace off and it just went back sideways.
Really?
Yeah. I had it set, but then I didn't keep the brace on.
The second time I broke my nose, it went back the other way.
Huh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It looks straight.
Nah.
It's straight, but you got like a
knot.
A knot there. But that, you have to always have that.
No, that's where the brace was.
Is this a loose bone in there?
Yeah, that's where the brake was.
Nah, you don't do anything. I'd like to try Rogaine with you because you do have hair. If we could get the yeah. Rogaine going, you might fill
Talk
it in.
Talk about shriveled balls. Forget what? About that.
You've tried
does
it?
Does Rogaine give you shriveled balls?
It does?
I just assume everything you take gives you shriveled balls.
This is like a shampoo. I think we could get you.
Nah, I bet Rogaine messes with your tackle.
Well, that's our Britishism for the day.
Your tackle.
Oh, you mean like 3 years' time you can't even piss standing up. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
I'd rather be a slapper. I really would rather put a wig on and just
let's get you a wig.
Let's do
freak
that.
People out.
Be on the lookout.
Let's do that someday. That's a wig. That's what I'm bringing next week.
And then you go around and go, whatever you do, don't say anything.
About Geary's wig.
And people are just like crying through the pain of not going, you look stupid.
I did a similar experiment where I ate a sandwich with mayonnaise or whatever, and I left the mayonnaise all over my face, knowing it was going to see who would say something. Like, nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything.
It's like,
wow.
No.
I often walk. You saw this the other day. When I'm doing something that requires tape, I'll break pieces of tape off and then I'll put them like onto my
see if anyone
or whatever. No, because then they're there.
Oh, if you need them.
Yeah.
Later?
So like, let's say I'm doing something that requires a lot of tape. I'll put maybe 10 pieces of tape pre-torn and I'll put them on thing. And maybe I'll only use 3 or 4 and I'll just fucking walk around with tape all over my chest for the day. And no one ever says anything like, why do you have duct tape all over you, you knob end?
Somebody might if you were maybe a little snappier of a dresser. I don't mean it like you're not snappy, but you know.
Yeah.
You look like you're always in the middle of a project anyway.
Yeah. You know? Probably.
All right. Well, I think I know where this review is heading, but any final thoughts on Tom Segura? His act, his bits. I did like the Beef strip club.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Strip club by the name of Beef.
Mm-hmm.
I thought his writing was pretty good, and I can't give it a proper evaluation because I did fall asleep, but I thought his act was pretty good. His material was pretty good.
He called it stories. I was expecting it to be a storytelling thing, but it was really stand-up.
Yeah.
I mean, apart from you missed the Mike Tyson and Tommy Lee Jones stuff at the end.
Oh, what was that?
That was more stories.
Do some of his act for me. So
it's mostly stories, though, you know?
Yeah.
You
mostly
think?
Stories, some stand-up.
Well, I think that's the name of the special, mostly stories. Yeah. What was it, Tommy Lee Jones? Give me the gist of it.
The gist of it is his dad... Him and his dad were watching a film one time, and his dad turned to him and said, you do know Tommy Lee Jones is gay. So he took that at like face. So for 15 years, he was telling everyone Tommy Lee Jones was gay. And then his friend said to him, I know Tommy Lee Jones. I know his wife and his kids. He has never been gay. He's never been bi, blah, blah, blah. So he calls his dad and says, what did you tell me Tommy Lee Jones is gay, and what is his dad's
name? Like, I don't know. And he's like, I thought he was.
Yeah,
like,
I thought he was.
Well, who told you that? He goes, I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, he was gay in JFK.
He said, you've been walking around telling people that for 15 years? Yeah.
The stuff about his dad was pretty funny.
Yeah. I like the voice he does.
Yeah.
For the dad and for the guy at the movie theater.
And then he had a really long story about meeting Mike Tyson on a flight.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I wonder if that really happened.
I would think so.
Yeah, you didn't put that out there. It seems like it's made up.
I wonder if they're still friends to this day.
Yeah.
We can look that up in our research for next week.
Well, I didn't come across that, but the last little bit of research I found was I was on Reddit, looking, digging up dirt on him, and said a lot of his fans have turned on him because he's acts like he's too good for everyone now.
Oh,
huh.
And
he is.
He acts like he started out poor. Him and his wife, they didn't have any money, but he grew up a rich kid. His dad was a stockbroker for Merrill Lynch. He went to some highfalutin school. And he doesn't like poor people. He punches down on them. Hmm. So there you go. Tom Segura in a nutshell. Love him, hate him, indifferent. I'll give my review. Meh. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
How many, what are we doing? What's our rating system this week?
How many beefs, farts? How many pulling outs? I don't know.
How many fractures on the arm?
Okay.
In the arm? In? On? Around? Out of 5? I'm going to go a solid 3.5.
3.5. You like 3.5.
Yeah, I do.
You're
I like
a fan. Mm-hmm. You're a fan. Well, I'm interested in yours because you have personal animus towards him, but not personal, but you don't like him. We've already said that. But what do you think of this special? Rating this. We're always rating the special, not the man. So.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm doing a quick scan of my notes. I realized I didn't hate it as much as I thought I did. I think it was just that one.
Yeah, that part.
That mechanism really irritates me.
I'd like to.
It irritates me that people laugh at it as well. I watch a show in the Lincoln Lodge, and someone will use that mechanism, and I'll just be sitting in the sound booth fuming, like, you're bringing nothing.
Yeah.
You're bringing nothing.
Some people like that. They like I know. Pause.
Yeah.
And then the joke.
Yeah.
And then the payoff.
I'm just going to go with 3.
Yeah, I'll give it 2.5. But 2.5 whatevers, broken arms, beefs. I would like to see him now, though, especially based on what I read about how he's changed.
Yeah.
His fans seem to think he's really changed and become more of a shithead asshole with fame.
Really?
Yeah.
He did put out that thing on Netflix that looks interesting, the bat stories about bad people, or what is it called?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything about this.
On Netflix, he's
got a show. It's called Bad Something.
Yeah.
Bad Behavior.
Something like that. Yeah. That looked reasonably interesting.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll loop back around on Segura. This show, we may run out of comedians at some point. We might have to loop back around and see somebody else's second special or something else.
All right. We should do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. 2, 3, 3.5. Tom Segura. Mostly stories. Mostly stories to put you to bed.
Mostly boring.
Mostly boring to put you to sleep.
Get him.
All right, Tekashi, take us out with the gong.